Welcome home. We are WNST. Tassel Baltimore. Baltimore Positive. I'm in the homeland of Essex. I mean, Dundalk is really my homeland, but my parents' homeland is here in Essex. My parents were married about a mile away from here at Mount Carmel Church, still there in Eastern Avenue, between Eastern and Old Eastern Avenue, the Thunderbird. My parents lived at Joe's and Ann's Corner right here, three blocks away, at Mars Estates, and they were here when Pizza John's was established back in 1966. That's before I was established in 1968. It is my birthday. They have brought me. I have renamed this pizza. Brett Steele's here. What's your official title here? Vice President?
Vice President, yes.
Vice President in charge of pizza?
Charge of everything.
Pizza, pasta, subs. Leonard Raskin has never been. You've been to Essex, but you've never been to Pizza John's.
Never been to Pizza John's.
And this is the thing, and Brett called me this summer. And he's like, we got to get back on the air. You reach people that on the other side of town. And I'm like, everybody on this side of town knows about this place or has been here. It's a question of coming back, what you find when you come back. This is literally the birthday room is what I would call it. There's like kids games there. When I come on Saturdays, always families in here running around screaming. I said it's a little bit like Chuck E. Cheese, except the pizza's good. So I said a little bit like that. But Pizza John's is always here. So this is we're going to rename this the Venezuelan Dundalk Hawaiian Pizza. And I'm just making this up. I'm going to tell people, but nobody knows anything about Venezuelans. I'll say, in Venezuela, we put the pepperoni on the pizza with the ham. And we don't. But I just want to say that. Because my wife came in here 2 weeks ago on a Raven game day. She called in the order. We had discussed this. And she called and said, I'll have the Hawaiian, and the pizza came home, no pepperoni on it.
That's right.
So we got to find a name for this, so because this is my favorite. Am I the only guy in the world that orders a Hawaiian with pepperoni?
No, but usually it's bacon, not pepperoni.
Oh,
which is sweet, salty, smoky, unbelievable.
I have never had a piece of bacon at Pizza John's in my life.
It's the best.
On anything.
It's honestly the best. Comes from one of the oldest smokehouses in the country. It's amazing.
Wow. See, think Cisco pulls up back and they just throw. No. tell him how, like, you make videos and when you've done Food Network stuff. I mean, yep. You're a legitimate. I mean, Mr. John, Peter, the people that have owned this, the family, for 58 years. 58, because I'm 56 this week. I'm doing the math.
Yep. There you go.
Little younger than you, a little older than me.
Right.
These are the recipes. When you come here and get this pizza tastes exactly like the pizza I had when I was a boy in 1973, 74, 75 when I came.
Minus the pineapple. That's a new arrival.
This
the
century?
The past 10 years? The past decade or so.
We hold off
on all these different things.
This is Essex. These are conservative people. This is my conservative friend. This is,
very
you know,
good.
Democrat.
Very good.
You don't
Republican.
Go exotic to the pepperoni till the last 10
Listen,
years.
Listen, we don't have anything fancy over here, okay? You're going to get your basics, and it's always going to be the same and good.
And great.
Great.
Don't call it good.
I don't want to set the bar
too high. I'll call
it
great. I can call it great. You know I love your place.
They could call that the Nestor.
I love this place long before you guys were sponsors. Like, I used to come in here all the time begging you guys to sponsor me back in the 90s when nobody had ever heard of me. I'm 34 years in now, and Brett called me this summer and said, we want to be on Baltimore Positive. You have a crab cake here. So when I say I'm doing a crab cake tour at Pizza John's, you added that a number of years ago, right?
Right around 2020, 2019, we had it, but now we make it in-house. We used to buy, you know, frozen, just, you know, it's not our thing. But then I kind of stumbled across it because I hired a chef from somewhere else, and he kind of taught us the recipe. And, you know, now we have a crab cake, which I put up against anyone's crab cake.
Beautiful.
He's going to put it up.
I honestly, I think it's that good. It's all jumbo lump.
Excellent.
Very little filler. It had, you know.
Now, Brett's from California. He didn't know anything about a crab cake.
No, absolutely not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Long Island, Oyster Bay.
Long Island. How do you wind up here?
I met my wife in college and never looked back. I went to Mount St. Mary's up in Emmitsburg.
There you go.
And we started dating. I don't know. She was 19. I was 20.
She a Baltimore girl?
She is. Towson, yeah.
Towson girl.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I feel like I've known you forever. You've been at Pizza John's a long time.
Since 1995 when I graduated from the Mount.
There you go. Going on 30 years.
Well, I mean, Sharon was here, right? JJ was here, and he's been here 22 years,
right?
Running your kitchen up in the front and the pizza side.
Right.
I mean, when you come here, you see the same people. You see family.
It's outstanding.
This is, I mean, Michelle's been here since 2009
She's
or 10.
She's been here a while, yeah.
15 years. She runs the business with you. And when I come in here, I walked in here at 11:45, and it was kind of quiet, pre-lunch. And I walked in, and I made a right turn to go to the bathroom, and an older gentleman, you know, a little older than you, Leonard, a little 60, had a ball cap on. He's like, "Hi, Nestor." Like, I just walk in and, you know, like, this is old home, baby. This is old home, absolutely. Brett Steele is here. Leonard Raskin. I promised to tell a Northern Lights story on the way back into this thing. And did you see the Northern Lights, Brett?
I did not.
I'm wondering percentage-wise. You missed it. You were asleep, right?
No, I was coming back into town. I missed it.
Well, I want to tell this story because I don't have chance. So I'm obsessed with the Northern Lights, okay? Last 10 or 15 years, since my wife's illness, like 2014, I've been to Iceland a couple of times. I'm sure as a younger man, I flew somewhere and the Southwest pilot said, "If you look off to the right, you might see the Northern Lights." And I didn't think anything of it in my 20s, my 30s, you know what I mean? But really the last 15 years, you're the American dream guy. He manages money and he talks about save your money so you can do something you really want to do with it, whether it's take the kids to Disney World, whether it's buy a boat, whatever it is, right? I spend a lot of my money on travel and experiential things. You know that.
Right.
Concerts,
the greatest thing
memories,
to
places to go. I've been all over the world. I mean, you know, I don't brag. I haven't been to Africa. My wife, her thing is the safari. That's what she wants to do.
Definitely.
And I said to her, I'm absolutely into going to South Africa. I almost went in 06 for10. 10 was the World Cup. A bunch of friends and I, and the market crashed in 09. They all got broke. We didn't go to Africa for the World Cup. Turned out to be terrible for the U.S. The weather was it's fine that I didn't go. But she wants to go. And the bucket list thing for me are the Northern Lights. Well, her thing, you can actually do.
Right.
You want to go to the Seychelles, if that's on your bucket list.
Yep.
If it's on your bucket list to go to Phuket, if it's seeing the Taj Mahal, if it's going to Moscow,
you can do it.
The Northern Lights.
You got to catch.
No. It's like crabs. You got to catch them. You know what I mean?
You got to
go get them. They don't come out of the water. So the last couple of years, we have learned that the forecast is available, right? That the NOAA forecast exists. So now in the modern era, when the Northern Lights are going to happen, you see it on your timeline, on Facebook or whatever. So the last couple 5 years, we have been plotting, really 10 years. There's a place in upper Finland. It's called Kaukosluoten, K-A-U-K-S-L-A-U-T-E-N, Kaukosluoten. And you can look it up. They have the igloos, the clear igloos, and they have the mush dogs. And it's your thing, like, you freeze your ass off. Like, I know this
going in.
I'm going to freeze my ass off. But my wife's there. There's a fire pit.
It's beautiful.
It's very Nordic, all that. They have the mush dogs. You can do things during the day. They have activities. Skiing, which nobody can do. That
cross country.
I did that one time in Norway. Don't do that. It killed. I went from here. I didn't make it to the ice cream bar, Brett. I'm like, get these things off me. I did it.
Yep.
Took a picture. I went cross country skiing. I didn't ski from here to the restroom. But I was going to do that, and it's going to be cold. And still, you can spend, name your number, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, whatever it is. If you go to Africa and you stay on Oprah's resort, you're going to see elements. You're going to see the Big Five.
Yep.
That's going
to. Yep.
You could go to Finland and spend 10 days there and be up all night because the Northern Lights
happen.
You have to stay awake. All right. Fast forward to this year, and we've been seeing that they've been happening more in this continent.
Right.
Right. And I never really thought to go to Northern Canada, which you could drive. North of Quebec, probably, you know, and experience it if you wanted to do it. Back in, I want to say it was April. I can look exactly up. You know when it was, March or April. There was a breakout. Remember, everybody saw it. It was in April. Okay. That night that it happened, I knew it was happening because timelines were like, hey, you have a chance to see the Northern Lights in Maryland, right? That night, people in Rocky Gap and out in Deep Creek had vivid Northern Lights experiences. Nobody around here saw it because it was cloudy.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's cloudy, you can't see it. So that middle of that night, About 4 in the morning, I woke up, and I went out in the back, and I looked, and I saw some pink. And I woke my wife up. I said, the Northern Lights are active. Maybe this is it. She came out. She's like, yeah, you're full of shit. I'm going back to bed. I think it might have been now that I've seen the real Northern Lights, because I did see this on Thursday night. So on that morning, we woke up, and all of the stories, that was a Saturday. My wife was off. It was a Saturday morning. And all day long, it said, tonight's going to be another explosion. Like what happened last night's going to happen again tonight. And I said to her,
let's go.
We got points. Let's go north. Let's go up to your family's place in New Hampshire. Because my wife had just seen the eclipse.
Okay.
And she cried. Like, my wife saw the eclipse at the Canadian border in New Hampshire with her sister and her father and said it was... She cried telling me about it. She talked to you about it now. She was just that emotional for her. So, and she didn't know she wanted. She did the solar eclipse thing, thinking like it was going to be cool and all that. But then we became like 2 weeks later, this eclipse thing happened. And I said to her, "Look, we can fly." And we did the weather forecast for Buffalo, cloudy. New Hampshire, Portland, Maine, cloudy. Places it would only been a couple thousand points to get to, or whatever. Yeah. And then I started to look at Minneapolis, further north. And if you start to look at how our country sits, what north is versus like where Chicago is versus where like Seattle is, it's much further north, right? So I started looking at destinations, and we had points, and I didn't have a companion pass anymore, but we had points. So we used about $800, $900 worth of points. I wiped my points out, 80,000 points, 70,000, whatever it was, to chase the Northern Lights, and we flew to Spokane, Washington on, and I mean an hour's notice.
Oh, my God.
My wife was out at 11:30, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and I called her and said, we can get to Spokane through Denver, one stop. We'll be in Spokane at 9:30 p.m.
Perfect.
And we're in Spokane. It's the northernmost place by far Southwest Airlines flies. We had been to Spokane before.
Okay.
So I knew, I'm like, let's sleep. We're off tomorrow. We'll fly back tomorrow and get a flight tomorrow back. Let's just go because we're not going to go to Norway. This isn't really costing us money other than a rental car and a room. We spent a couple $100 and our points. And we flew out there. Romantic as hell. Like, she came home. We packed the bag, fed the cat, off to the airport, 3 o'clock flight to Denver, connected in Denver. We landed in Spokane. We went to a... plug your waffle machine and your ice cream. We went to like a Dairy Queen in Spokane, got a little 10 o'clock Dairy Queen, and we drove to a place called Loon Lake. I picked it out on a map because I thought, if I'm going to see the Northern Lights,
this is the spot.
30 miles north of Spokane toward the Canadian border in northern Washington, very close to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, near the skinny part. Loon Lake, L-O-O-N, like lunacy, right around the corner from here, Loon Lake. We drove in our rental car. We got up at about 11 o'clock. And we sat in a car, in a rental car.
And looked up in the sky.
And we looked out the window at this beautiful lake, and it was... And I took an hour, and she took an hour, and I took an hour, and she took an hour.
No lights.
When we landed in Denver, I have the picture of the map. The map was this giant red blob all the way down to, like, New Mexico. Like, it was just going to happen. But the map, every 30 minutes, it updates. The solar, geo, G5, G4, G3, G2... When we were in Denver, it was G5, and I thought we might see on the flight.
Right.
We sat on the right side of the plane
to
maybe be able to see it. Didn't see it. Spent the whole night. Sad story short, all night, up all night.
No lights.
5 in the morning. I'm checking. We had good Wi-Fi, and it just disappeared. Like, you could see on the G5, like, it wasn't happening. About 5:15 in the morning, Jen looks at me, and I looked at her. We're in a rental car with a couple bottles of water, some Dairy Queen in our stomach. And I'm like, oh, this sucks. So we got in the car. We drove back into the city. 6 o'clock, we went to bed in our little hotel. We had a hotel right next to the airport. Went to bed, got up at 10 in the morning, and we enjoyed Spokane. We rode the cable cars, went down, had a sandwich, went to a Guy Fieri joint, flew home. But that was like, I said to her, we've flown to Denver and gotten our asses kicked as Raven fans. You're wearing your Raven. We've flown to California and gotten our asses kicked. We have flown to Seattle and we flew to London, dropped $5,000, and flew back. I said, just consider it a football game we lost.
That's
you know
right
what
there.
I mean? Just consider
there
it like,
go.
Or they didn't play like that game in Philadelphia when the turf happened. And I haven't been on the geo map in a couple of months. On Thursday afternoon at about 2 o'clock, it showed up on my timeline again, on my social media. Tonight's the night, G5 possible. So Thursday afternoon. So at 4:30, she was getting off work, 5 o'clock. She went out to Wise Markets to do some shopping. She didn't pick up any pizza at Pizza John's because I was here today. So she came home for the game. The game started at 6 o'clock, the baseball game. At about 6:05, she settled in, and we had some crab soup left over from your party. And I said to her, we're going to have to do something. It's a G5 here. It's Thursday night. I might be really sleepy and broken down at Pizza John's. We might not get home until 7 in the morning.
Got to see it.
But we're going to do something tonight that – I said, God, I don't want to be awake. I'm tired. All I can think about is how hard it was to stay awake all night trying to wait for it. Something that didn't happen in Spokane at Loon Lake. And at 6:15, we broke a Google map out, and I'm like, all right, where are we going? She's like, let's go to Parkton. Let's go to Hampstead. Let's go to somewhere. Let's drive to Frederick. Too much light in Frederick. I'm like, but if we're there all night, I got a great bakery at 6 a.m. Bake shop. So we can at least get some cookies. If we go out to Carroll County, we're going to get cookies.
There you go. Thinking.
Frederick County. Them, double dipping, as they say. So 6:30, I'm like, look, here's my recommendation. We're going to drive 795. We'll get in the car at 9 o'clock. We'll drive baseball game. Have the baseball game on. Charge your battery. We can watch the baseball game.
Yep.
Right. Let's drive out past Westminster to Emmitsburg.
Okay.
Right. Right. Like that. That would be
spot.
Perfect. Right. Because
yeah.
Everything to the north, Chambersburg and Greensburg, all those, they're not lit. You need a northern exposure, and preferably for me, Loon Lake had water. Mm-hmm. I wanted the reflection off the water for the pictures.
There
right.
You
That's
go.
What I was.
Right.
I'm thinking.
Right.
I'm thinking. Right. So at 6:30, we're thinking about it, and I said, look, one of us has to stay sober. Let's start with that. Somebody's going to have to drive, be up. I said, why don't you pack a cooler with some waters and some food, some fruit, whatever you want to add with us, you know. Feed the cat. Let's figure this out. 6:30, we're doing this. Baseball game's on. I put up right away. I'm like, who's crazy and wants to drive to Rocky or Deep Creek Lake with me tonight? That's what my status said. And people started saying, tonight, this is the big one. Guy Chuck Cook on my – this is the big one. This is the one. We're going to get it. We're getting it. It's unbelievable. We're going to get it. This is at 6:40. At 7:05, and I really want to plug this person because this is a listener that I have now – this is a person I need to be friends with. I have thousands of people try to friend me, and I can't friend them because I'm out of friend requests, right? This is a person I need to be friends with because this is what a real friend would do. So I tweeted out Phil Jackman's death. Love you, Phil. All right, who wants to jump in a car and drive to Deep Creek Lake tonight? LFG. You know what LFG stands for? Let's freaking go.
I got it.
So
I didn't know that.
Okay.
It's a different word, but it's there.
Yeah.
I got you.
So at 7:11 last night, and that's not a plug because I'm, I'm Royal Farms. Bear Stifler put a picture up that
there
said, right now in Towson,
right now in Towson,
this is the picture that Bear Stifler put on as a visitor to my Facebook. And my wife is in the love sack watching the game. I'm at my desk. Let's go. I put my shoes on and
right
I went
outside.
Out. I went right outside. I had a short sleeve shirt and a little mock on. And I went out with my phone and I looked up and I saw the pink. And then I opened my phone, and I started shooting pictures. That is the first picture I shot.
There you go.
So now I'm out
right
in front.
At home.
I'm out in front in my backyard looking. You can see the stars.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
It was so early. I thought 7:15, it's not even like dark. You know, not dark enough.
My sisters posted it.
So 7:20 to 7:40, it was vivid, sparkling, purple. My wife moved further away from the light. We had neighbors that had porch lights on. We're like, God, call Marissa. Tell her to turn the porch lights off.
Yes.
You know, because that's would kill it, right? My wife got further away, and the greens came to life in her picture. And I'm going to tell you, like, we spent a little bit of money going out to Spokane.
Yeah.
I would have – we were going to, in August, go – because it's summer – Brian Adams was playing Inuit tribe events in festivals up in northern Quebec. And I thought, we're not going to get to northern, because it's not dark. It's going to be light till midnight. It's summer in this continent, bad.
Right.
Northern lights, cold. You want to do it? Cold, dark,
absolutely.
Cold, north, northern exposure. And, I mean, we got very emotional. We came in the house and had these pictures. And everybody. First thing I did was call my son. I called him out. I got off the phone taking pictures. I'm like, go outside right now, right now, right now. He went out right in front of my house. He has pictures of Northern Lights in my parents' family house on Bank Street in Dundalk.
It's unreal.
And I'm like, I can't believe I'm emotional talking about it. It was crazy. And I came in today, and being you're my money manager, and this is where I'll drop the mic.
I went
into her at 8:30 this morning. I said, do you know how much money we saved having the Northern Lights show up here?
Right, right. It's magnificent.
It's like saving money in your car insurance.
There you
go. Something like that. There you know?
Something like that.
Leonard Raskin manages money that you did not see it, but you're going to spend thousands of dollars to see it.
Well,
right?
we're gonna spend money to go on a trip, and we had planned.
Your kids are already in Ireland.
The trip is going to happen. So we're going to meet in Iceland.
Are you prepared to be up all night, not see it?
No.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. That's why Thursday night was a miracle.
I'm prepared to be up to see it.
It was a miracle.
But I'm not going for that. I'm just going, and that's in Iceland. They say it's there. So I'm not going to see it. I'm just hoping that when we're there, we will see it.
Well, I'm emotional thinking. It's my birthday week. We lost Phil Jackman, and we're burying him on my birthday on Monday. And I'm here at Pizza Johnson's, and it's my birthday pizza, and it's your first visit. Brett, tell somebody like Leonard, who's a west side of Baltimore guy, you've heard of Pizza Johnson's.
Sure.
Right? Everybody's heard of it. It's not like right on the Beltway. You know, you have to come to it a little bit. Allison and Steve Elliott at Elliott Chiropractic, they live in Bel Air. And Allison told me when I came over that she's been here a handful of times because her boys, when they were little boys, they're men now, when they were little boys playing sports, youth sports, everybody in the area, when they would have a game anywhere near here, and this is a true story, and this is a nice plug for Liberty Pure Solutions, my water friends, and our oyster tour. I know of them because Matt Stover, the Ravens kicker,
yeah,
called me 10 years ago and said, you need to meet Doug Workman. He's a good guy. He's going to be a sponsor of yours. He wants to get his business out. You guys are like each other. He's Republican, too. So, see, I keep friends. I'm friends
with
everybody.
You. I'm with you.
So, Liberty Pure Solutions. Liberty Pure Solutions. And Bruce Stover is my other Republican friend. Matt Stover introduced me to Liberty Pure Solutions. And Matt, when he was the kicker for the Ravens, many years ago. I mean, he left in 08, right? So we're talking probably, I knew him real well by then. So probably 4, 5, 6, 7. Whenever his boys were playing Pop Warner
Sports.
Football,
yep.
They were playing football. They had a football or a soccer match at Stemmer's Run. And he was in the locker room with me back when I was a real media member. And Matt pulls me up and says, hey, man, my kid's got Little League soccer over in Essex. He said, I want to do something nice for they're good kids. And I'm, you know, Matt Stover, and like I'm the celebrity thing. I got
to
do something
to
nice.
Pizza John's.
I said, you're going to take him to Pizza John's, and I'm going to, and I sent him over to you guys.
I remember.
You do remember this.
I remember. It wasn't the first time he was here. He came back.
He came back again.
Absolutely. He had to take his pheasant.
So you didn't know that. Do you know that I sent him here? But
no.
Okay, all right.
But the
I gave him your
hunts,
number.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he went to the taxidermy up the street on Eastern Avenue. He's been back, you know, I haven't seen him in a while.
He doesn't live in the area anymore. He lives out of Texas now.
There you go. That's why I haven't seen
him.
Yeah.
But there's a taxidermy that he goes and used to get his stuff stuffed at.
This is how friendships work.
That's right.
I've known Matt my whole life from the first day he was here. I sent a guy from Louisiana via Texas who's living in Owings Mills and who's, you know, wealthy and got, you know, other side of the world looking for something over here. And I sent him here and he comes back. You know what I mean? That's Baltimore positive.
And
that's what I'm all about.
And he's been back. I mean, you know, at least 6, 7, 8 times that I know of over those years when he was in town.
And I sent him here with a bunch of kids to feed him pizza.
Kids, yeah, of course. And Liberty Pure is another one that I do business with.
With Doug.
With Liberty Pure.
Sure.
You said Doug.
Doug Workman owns Liberty Pure, yes.
Got you. Okay, I deal with the guy that runs it over there.
That's fine.
I don't know what his name is.
1-800-CLEAN-WATER.
Anyway. Yes.
That's why you look so healthy.
Yeah, yeah. We have a great system over here that they put in, actually. It makes our water even better.
Whoa. So anybody would tell you in New York the water makes the pizza in New York.
True.
The water makes the pretzels in Philly, right?
It's true, and I am from New York, but I can make pizza the same here with the water that we have. We've been doing it for 58 years, not just because of Liberty Pure. They helped
me
along.
Listen, this isn't going to help me if I tell them you got New York water in Essex.
There's not going to help New York water, but it all of
New York style.
Our equipment lasts longer with their system.
Everybody says New York style pizza.
New York style pizza.
This is kind of New York style pizza.
It's a normal thin pizza.
It's not a thick crust.
It's pizza, but New York's not thick crust. No. The Sicilian would be.
Right.
Which we have, which is square, not round.
Long Island's coming out now. You getting it? I'm getting it a little bit.
You're an Islanders fan?
I am.
He's an Islanders fan.
I was when
Barry Trotz coached him.
Who?
Barry Trotz.
When Trotz was there, I was
an
Islander.
I'm going back. I go back to the 80s.
You go back to when they won.
Yeah. Mike Bossy and Bobby Knight.
You missed the show. 3 weeks ago, Leonard came out, the pre-birthday show. We did a whole Capital Center retrospective.
Nice.
Because we had the guy at the first hockey game I went to was to drag my family down to see the Islanders when they were the Islanders.
Wow.
1982, it was Al Arbor, Bossy, Trotz, Potvin. Dennis Potvin sucks. I promise you that. The Rangers fans were right.
I met him once.
Well, right. The Rangers hated Dennis Potvin.
Yeah, we absolutely. I think Potvin was number five.
Yeah.
If I'm, I think
you're right.
I think I am. Yeah.
If you listen close again, your Potvin sucks.
And the only reason I know because I went to the New York Islanders hockey camp as a kid.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh yeah. And like Bobby Nystrom actually came in, and Mike Bossy showed up one day, and then that other guy LaFontaine.
Yeah, that guy.
I remember the middle of the night,
he wrecked an Easter for me and Phil Jackman in the back in '87. Brett Steele is here. He runs Pete's John's. Leonard, tell everybody about people coming here because I gave you a Matt Stover story, but this is his first time, and this is really why why I'm a loudmouth on the radio, eating good pizza and great cheesesteaks as well. But people come here, they come back, and people that have been here, you're like, I want to get my people back. People move to Harford County, and when they come back to this part of the world for whatever. Funeral, loved one, fishing, the beach, golf, whatever it is, right?
Soccer
sure.
tournaments. We still get those groups constantly. Every weekend we have sports teams in here.
This is a great place to bring people.
Oh yeah,
is there anything better than when a hot pizza comes to your table and everybody pulls a slice off? You know, that's family, right?
And we give to all the local organizations, schools, churches, whatever. You know, we take care of everybody around here. And they keep coming back, even if they move away to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. A lot of people right over that line over there come back.
I got a guy.
Bel Air.
You're going to pass the baton. We're going to let Leonard get on it. Because it's his birthday tomorrow, right?
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, absolutely.
My son turned 21 on Tuesday, Peter Steele. He's down at College of Charleston.
All right.
There you go.
So there's a little plug. He turned 21 from Tuesday.
So the 15th. That's Jim Palmer's birthday.
No. Go back.
Last week. Okay.
Three days ago.
Thomas Dolby, the musician.
Science.
Thank you. My friend Thomas Dolby. This is a strange. It happened today, so I have to tell the story because it literally happened 4 hours ago. Thomas Dolby's been my friend for years. Johns Hopkins. I went on tour with him this summer in Cleveland, right? The last night of his American tour, I met him in Cleveland, and I saw Van Halen, Sammy Hagar, with my buddy Bernard Bikini. So I drove out to Cleveland on a whim, literally Sunday afternoon. It was the last night of his tour. I texted him, I said, I'm coming out. He's like, come on, I'll give you passes. So I'm back at his bus, and it was like a picnic. It's like backstage at Merriweather. All the buses, they have tables out and bonfires, and they're all the bands, Men Without Hats, Modern English. It was just a whole bunch of bands. It was a festival,
great tour.
80s,
yeah,
totally
sure.
tubular. So I got to meet all of these, Wang Chung. Everybody had fun tonight. They were all backstage. And Thomas says to me, he's the headliner. He's on last, but it's 6:30. I'm back having a beer at his bus. And he's like, hey, you going back to Baltimore? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you mind taking a box for me? And I'm like, sure, man. You know, whatever you want. Come back after the show. I'm unpack things up. I'm going to Europe, and I just want to send this home, and you put it in your trunk of your car. I'm like, yeah, my car's in the lot. No problem. So he gives me this big box of thing, and this chaos ensued after that. But I brought the box back, and the box had been sitting in my house for 2.5-3 months. This is August. And he went to Europe, his tour, and this and that. He came. So this morning he texts me. He's like, hey, can I stop and get my box today? And I'm like, yeah, man, stop by. So he stops by, and it's at the station. See, the box at the station. He comes in. Pack it up for him, and we get to talking. And I said, yeah, I'm doing my birthday show at Pete's John's today. He's like, when's your birthday? I looked at him, and I'm like, oh, my God, I knew we had the same birthday. Because when I was a kid and I would look up celebrities' birthdays, he would pop up.
Wow. That's it.
Dwight Eisenhower, John Wooden, Thomas Dolby,
and
Stacy Keibler of Overly,
okay.
Almost Essex. I'm Thundalk. I want to claim her, but it's her birthday too on Monday. So all of us good people, born late Libras, we have
there
here.
You
your kid, Leonard. So you said Pennsylvania and people coming here, and I'm going to drop the mic on this. I want to do a whole segment with you on your food and a crab cake. Luke Jones is my longtime 15-year insider reporter. He's the credentialed one of the two of us. He's the legitimate one. He lives in Shrewsbury, up in Pennsylvania. Did not have the Northern Lights on Thursday night, which is very disappointing. I would have gone to his house thinking I would have gotten the Northern Lights. Pizza John's is his favorite restaurant, probably on earth, right, literally. His family is an Essex family, but he never was a part of that. His family grew up here. He's grown up in Pennsylvania most of his adult. I think he was here when he's 3, 4, 5, like that. He'll tell the story. But when I tell him we're at Pizza John's or that there's a pizza, he will drive down here to pick up pizza to take home. Like his brother, mother, sister, all of them tonight are getting pizza, and they're gacked up. I mean, you know, like they know he's coming down here. They put their orders in because they live in Pennsylvania, and the pizza's an hour away, a little more than an hour away for them.
But we do sell at New Freedom Roasting.
Really?
Yeah, it's up there in New Freedom. Yeah.
This is why I come and do the show.
Wow, see there that? You go.
That's part of our wholesale. We sell wholesale.
Well, I mean,
to them.
You're in Wise Markets. You're in a lot
of
places.
Yeah, we are. But we'll get that.
I came in today and I ordered my pizza, my pineapple, ham, and pepperoni. Don't forget the pepperoni. Don't just call and get a Hawaiian pizza and say, Nestor told me to order a Hawaiian pizza and it's bland. Needs pepperoni on it. Put pepperoni on it. So.
Or bacon.
I'm starting to think that he makes the mistakes ordering the food and not me.
There you go.
Remember a couple weeks ago?
No, that was not me. It was not me. I ordered a pizza and I literally got the wrong pizza and he'll be embarrassed. But I got home. He was so upset that I got the wrong pizza. And I got home and I opened it. And it was just a giant pepperoni pizza. And it was like,
what's better than that?
Yeah. I mean, I was like, don't be sad. It was delicious.
It was missing the tropics.
It went where it was supposed to go.
I was telling Nestor.
The bad part is somebody got mine.
Well, there. And what was
and
yours?
And that person's problem was this.
Oh, was this. Okay.
Somebody went home and had pineapple on their pizza. And
they
I'm
may have been happy. They may not.
15%.
I don't know if they were happy.
15%?
They might not be happy.
I don't know about that.
Woody, how many people are going to eat pineapple on their pizza? 15%?
Probably.
Less.
Yeah, maybe less.
It's not my thing, but that was good.
But put some bacon on there. It'll be better.
He calls me, and he's, you got to come back. I'm like, dude, I'm in Towson. I'm not.
It's okay.
Next time, I swear, we'll make it right. I'll sponsor the show. I'll do it. And I'm like, no. Worry about the poor SOBs that went home and had pineapple.
With the pineapple pizza.
Don't worry about me. I mean, I'm good. my pizza was delicious.
Poor children in Africa are starving. You're worried about your pineapple.
Mommy, this pizza's the most delicious. Please don't eat the pizza. Don't eat the pineapple. Pineapple pizza's delicious. You could have told
me good.
That
it's good stuff.
I was telling
Nestor earlier, my nephew, his wife, so my niece, she lives out here. Her family lives out here. And I told him I was coming out here, and he goes, oh, my God, it's the best pepperoni pizza in the world.
There you go.
He said, you get a pizza covered with pepperoni, and every pepperoni has –
this is a little cold.
I shouldn't show this.
It's cup, yeah.
No, it's not. I called it imported Italian olive oil that sits there.
My nephew said it's the best grease in the world.
It's imported Dundalk.
He said when you eat this pizza, you will never go anywhere else for pizza.
Where's your ham imported from? I say Dundalk. I know that I'm wrong.
Are you talking about Parma?
Yeah. What is?
No, that's Rosa Grande Hormel pepperoni. It's a Hormel product.
But what about the ham, the imported ham?
The ham, I don't know, comes somewhere imported.
It's Dundalk. All right. It says imported
it's
ham.
It's probably Dundalk.
It's a big dead pig.
It's, yes.
You know what the difference is between a pig and a chicken at breakfast, right?
One's committed and go ahead.
Right.
This is a billick. This is a billick punchline.
That's it. The chicken is
involved.
Involved.
The pig is committed. There it is.
Billick's right behind you on the wall.
You know,
and Jamie Costello.
Dean, Dean from the neighborhood here. He eats here 5 days a week. He came and had a beer with me and charmed me on the way in with JJ, his neighbor. And he remembers the day Billick was here. He was telling me, he's like, I'm sitting here having a cheesesteak. Rice Bar and Billick walk by with you, you know. So sure enough, Billick is on the wall here.
And I'll give a Republican a plug. What's his name?
Billick's Republican.
Yes, good man.
Hogan.
He was here July 26th of 2020. 14 because my son was born that day.
All right.
That's how I remember my son Cody, my youngest.
And he July 26th?
He was
it's
here.
My mother's birthday.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cody turned 10 this year. And he sat right over here. I gave him the room. Rick Metzger, another local politician.
I know Rick real well.
And he comes here all the time. And he brought him in here with a bunch of people because he was running for governor at the time. And he ended up winning.
And polling at 12% at that time or something.
I don't even
like,
remember what it was. But
well, he had a good run against a candidate.
It is amazing. Like, just on a political sense, Wes Moore was polling at like 4% and won.
Yeah.
Barry Hogan was polling at nothing and a Republican in a Democratic state
and
won twice.
Yeah.
Won twice. So, I mean, anything's possible. You know, anything's possible. So I was going to say, Sharon was here, and Sharon always takes great care of me. And when I came in here, and I said to Sharon, you want to come on the show? And she's here talking about hot dogs off mic. She won't get on mic. So if you can get Sharon, if you pull her, you're her boss. If you could pull her over here and tell some stories, I'd love to have her tell some stories because she wanted to. She really did. But she said, you got to talk about our waffle cones. Once they start, they smell. Oh, my God. The whole place smells like waffle. And she said, that's Brett's baby. And I'm like, I didn't even know you had waffle
They're
cones.
They're so damn good.
I swear to God, I've walked past the ice cream here. Yeah. I've never ordered an ice cream anything here. I'm a carryout guy here.
Right, I can take ice cream home.
And you eat here sometimes, though. You did, you know, you did
and
say
I'll
it.
Pay
I gave you,
you
a nice table during the pandemic.
I don't
where
know
you were
if this
safe.
Is well. I don't know if this is the right thing to say or not. But when I come here and eat here, it always tastes better here, right?
Everybody says that
because it is. Because it is. And French fries and stuff like that. I'm gonna get you
oh,
get
of
some
course.
Like whatever it is. Like the pizza's now cold. It's fine. I have an I take it home, put it in the toaster. It's delicious. We have a stone at home if we were gonna reheat things to get that crispy so it doesn't get soggy.
That's it.
Especially when you get a lot of toppings because I get a lot of toppings on my pizza. But I am a creature of habit. In our next segment, what I really want to talk about is the things like crab cake, things that you have fried shrimp, you have haddock, you have things on here that I'm like, I don't know what the hell that would because I come here and I get pizza and I get cheesesteaks. Sometimes a meatball sub, but not often. I prefer your cheesesteak. I mean, your cheesesteak's the best.
I saw
of
the
town.
Meatballs up on the
the
screen.
Yeah.
Looked really good.
They do
good.
Cream of crab soup here.
Homemade.
I mean, you do regular. I've never
it's all
had
homemade
any.
In-house. It's all made right here in-house from scratch. Everything you're seeing.
Look at his hands. He's got.
I have to come
powder
back.
On his hands from rolling
pizza.
Back
oh my
gosh. Everything's made from scratch.
All these things.
You're a real chef.
Everything is made from scratch. And we make bread overnight. We literally bake
wow.
bread all through the night. All of our sub rolls and our Italian breads. It's all made here. Every bit of it.
Peter, one time, about 2 years ago, I was in here and just talk. He was in here and I was talking to him. And I think I had acquired some fresh prosciutto at home or something that needed bread.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any bread. And I was here just ordering something. And I said, can I just buy like a roll? There's something I wanted to put in a sandwich. My wife's probably out of town. I'm in here just grabbing some food. And he said, you wait 1 minute. I'll be back. He comes back with three rolls and a thing. He said, now listen, you must eat these fresh or you freeze right now. Because this is not, there are no preservatives. Sure
right.
enough,
goes
I left
bad
the damn
quick.
Thing. 2 days later, it's green. Because like...
There's
it's
absolutely
that, it's
nothing
that
in it.
It's that fresh.
There is nothing in that bread bad. I mean, white
he
flour,
warned me.
But, you know.
He warned me.
You know, you have to have some good stuff.
Well,
right.
I want you to
right.
tell me about the waffle maker. I've never had ice cream here. And I would say, like, I had that pizza out of the oven, and when I had the first bite of it, even taking it in the car and going home, it's just not the same.
See,
it really isn't. Just not the same.
I disagree with you on that. I like my pizza a little bit cooler. I don't mind the boxy taste.
Oh,
to it.
I want that ooey gooey. I want to pull it up and have
see,
I want to pull the cheese.
Being from
you know?
New York, we're used to it because everything was in a box when we were kids. You take it home, the box that burns your legs, you know, the
right,
old
right. while you're
box,
holding it on the car.
It burned the heck out of you and
fog
it,
your glasses up.
Everything.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best to me. And it's just me personal. That's personal. So if our carry out is just as good as eat in, guys.
No, I carry out all the time. I'm just saying like
I know.
If you have time, sit down here and eat the sub. Because
no,
when
I,
you wrap it up, take it home, it changes it. That's all. It's better here. That's
right.
all.
Fresh yeah. right here.
But I'm
the
worst guy. I take it home 85% of the time, 90%
a
of the time.
A symbol of the American dream. How great
that's
is
what
that?
That's his
that's
slogan.
That's your story, huh?
We're all about helping people achieve
that's
the American
right.
dream.
So they can come to Pizza
wellness.
John's.
Yeah.
So they can do the things
and
they
get the
want
Supreme
do.
If they want.
Put their kids through college. Go away. Go to Iceland. Do whatever
exactly.
they want to do.
I just got back from France.
There you go.
I was there, 2 weeks ago?
Where were you?
We were in Nice and Monaco and Cannes.
Beautiful.
Gain weight?
No, actually.
You did it wrong.
No. No, I walked so much.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
So do I, yeah.
It was my wife's 50th birthday. So
you're not supposed to say that.
So, well, she doesn't care.
Okay,
doesn't.
Good.
No, she
okay,
looks
good.
She looks like she's 25,
excellent.
Honestly.
Excellent.
If that.
Like my wife.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, we just had a great time, stayed at a couple of really great hotels. And
fantastic.
Just, you know, we just had a really good time.
I don't know anybody works harder than, like, every time I'm in here, your people are here. This is a real family location. This is what makes Baltimore great. This is what makes America great. This is what makes our neighborhoods great. It's what makes the East Side great. Guy from the West Side coming to the East Side and having
beautiful
Pizza John's for the very first
beautiful
time. Leonard, I'm going to let you get out of here. I'm going to bring Brett back, and we're going to try to talk Sharon into coming. Anybody that wants to come by and tell a story, I feel like I know so many people here, but there are things I don't know about here. Because here's where I am. I come in here, and I'll begin my next segment and say, when I order the works. And here's important. I don't love onions on my pizza. My wife doesn't love green pepper. My wife does not like green pepper. So we get
half
white, half green. Mm-hmm. And we have to find a creative way to say that. Every time I call, it's like, give me the works minus onions on one side and minus green pepper on the other side.
That's not how I would order it. Half of them will screw it up.
How do I have to say it?
First of all, you could place your order online, which would be much easier.
I would never do that.
Okay, but
you
I'm
should.
Just gonna
everyone else should.
Everybody else should, because I'm trying to direct everybody there to keep prices down, guys. But no.
There you go. See, now he's talking. Now,
yeah, exactly.
I got my financial advisor. He doesn't want me spending a quarter more on a pizza than I have
that's
to.
Right.
No,
right?
No. But anyway, you order that. You say, I would like a large works. I want it to be half no green pepper, half no onion.
That's what my wife tells me to say.
And that's
okay.
The way to say it, and that's what the computer when you push
you have
the
never gotten my order wrong. I'll be honest with you. I've never, ever. Because I always say now, like, half of it's going to be white and half of it's going to be green, just so you understand where I am.
No, I got
and then,
you.
And that's worse. Now, I get no meat sauce either. Your meat sauce has a little spice to it.
Yeah,
it's a little spicy.
It has a little bit. It has garlic, and it has salt, and it has black pepper in it.
It's a little spicy.
But there's no hot in there. It's just the black pepper. And we cook 400, 500 pounds a week that we grind ourselves. We take the two-way chuck.
I've been in
butcher,
the kitchen.
We have a butcher. We grind it.
When
we
I brought Billick here,
there's onions in there, too.
They toured the kitchen here.
Unreal.
I mean, there's sacks of potatoes back there. It's crazy. So I get the works pizza. We usually get a small because we're small people and eight slices enough. Then I get a cheesesteak. I get and I've learned to do this recently. It's because I take it home. This is because I'm smart and to what we talked about. I don't want mushy lettuce and tomatoes in my sub, especially where you live a little further north, a little further away. So what I have them do now is I have the sides, lettuce, tomato on the side. Sometimes in the summer, I have my own tomatoes, and I throw those on. I get the onions on the side, and you have those delicious fried onions. And what I do is I get double provolone because I'm doing okay in the market because of Leonard. I can afford the extra. So I get double provolone, and I take it home that way, and I get it dry. And
then you put your fixins on.
And then I do fixins bar at home, and that makes the bread hold up better for me when I take it home. But I'm trying to think of anything. I got a chef salad here 2 weeks ago, and it was delicious.
Oh, they're great.
Because the imported ham was great, right? And the cheese.
The Genoa salami, too.
I get the French fries when I eat in, only when I eat in, and gravy, and I'm getting that during the – we're going to eat those next
crinkle
time.
Crinkle cuts.
Crinkle cut, just crinkle like at the bowling alley.
Crinkle cuts with gravy, that's what I'm hearing.
Just like at the bowling alley, the way they're supposed to be.
They're amazing.
This menu, how many items in your menu? 80, 70, 90?
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's always
I've
changing.
Just told you everything I've ever had here in my life.
Wow.
Five things.
That's incredible.
I'm your spokesperson. You better figure this out. You better educate me.
We have hot dog subs, guys.
Hot dog subs?
And they're really good.
What the heck is that?
Well, I don't know
about it.
It
used to be called a footlong, but now we call it a hot dog just to make it
right.
sound a little right. better.
Cold cut, turkey breast, tuna salad, filet of fish, fried shrimp, chicken filet.
Veal
Patrick
Parmesan.
Told me that I need to get the chicken parm.
The chicken
delicious.
Parm's really good.
I have not had that.
Even with spaghetti or rigatoni, you can get it as a dinner.
Who comes to a pasta joint and orders pasta? I get pizza when I'm here.
It's all great. It's all cooked in-house. You know, the sauce is all made. Everything's made in-house.
Well, fantastic. I don't want to be that guy that just gets pizza all
the
time.
Try other things.
Right.
I can't. I'm
addicted
to pizza.
You'll still all right,
go I don't
back
wanna,
to the
I don't want to mention another restaurant, but there is a restaurant in Hunt Valley that's got pizza in their name, a little bit of West Coast. You might know who that is.
Okay.
Which one?
California.
Oh, California Pizza Kitchen. Yeah.
So on their menu, at the bottom, I don't know, I won't get it exactly right, but it says, don't order the same thing you always order.
Oh.
It says, try something new, and if you don't like it, we'll give you the same stuff you always order.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
No, I'm just saying, but they want people to try something else.
We do too, but that's why I have register flags and I advertise it on these TVs when I want to promote something.
Well, you wonder why I don't get a waffle cone. I'm telling you why I don't get a waffle cone.
They're so stinking good.
Okay, well, we're going to do that. We're going to have a tasting here next. It's going to begin with those crinkle cut french fries and gravy because that's what I'm into. We are here on behalf of our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Leonard Raskin's here from Raskin Global. Brett Steele's here from Pizza John's. We are in the beautiful part of Essex. I say it right, just like my mother did. Also brought to you by our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions. I had a bottle of water here. I've already promoted Doug. 1-800-CLEAN-WATER. Our Oyster Tour is out on the road. It's going to be out at Baltimore Positive this week. Also, Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter putting us out on the road for the Oyster Tour. And soon, Luke Jones will arrive. I'm not going to order ahead for him. I'm going to let him get piping hot pizza. He won't eat the pineapple. I mean, he's...
No, well, we're going to order a fresh pizza.
He's from Pennsylvania. He's picky. we'll have him over here.
Cheese.
This is... it's Luke's favorite place. It's my birthday. It's Leonard's birthday. It's Thomas Dolby's birthday. It's Jim Palmer's birthday. It's Sammy Hagar's birthday this weekend. And Luke's birthday was last week. So we're going to celebrate by having pizza with our friends from the Maryland Lottery. Everybody here is getting the Raven scratch-offs. Brett's going to come back. We're going to have some visitors from Essex. I'm going to let Leonard order. What are you going to order?
I don't know yet. I got to check out that menu.
Your friend says the best pepperoni pizza.
Best pepperoni. My nephew said the best pepperoni pizza.
And you're a pepperoni guy.
I love it. Pepperoni pizza.
If you could order a pizza with anything you wanted, what would you get?
Pepperoni. That's it. I'm good.
That's it.
I'm good.
You wouldn't get sausage. You wouldn't get green pepper.
No, I like pure.
Pepperoni and a little bit of onion gives a little bit of sweetness. I like that.
And there that glisten go. That you see in the little cups there, it is imported extra virgin Italian olive oil. I'm just coming up. Essex olive oil.
Essex olive oil. There we go.
I'm back for more. We're in Essex. We're at Pizza John's. We're talking pizza and fun and football soon.